Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Atlanta Business Radio, powered by Business Radio X. I'm your host, Alex Gossett-Shiflett, and welcome to our producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Ryan, how are you today?
Unbelievable.
Great. Sounds pretty good for a hump day.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are on Wednesday. Unbelievable feeling. And got a great show here today,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do. We have two very special guests in our studio today. But before we get started, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, today's show, Atlanta Business Radio, you can follow us at Atlanta Biz Radio. And you can connect with me personally on Twitter at Alex G. Shiflett. I'd love to hear from you. And you can check out our pictures of the guests in the studio today. All right. Well, our first guest is Dick
Arisich.
I knew I was going to screw it up. Dick Arisich. Dick is from Delta Dental Insurance. Dick is vice president of sales for the Eastern region of Delta Dental Insurance. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we also have Manish Shah.
That's correct.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, Manish Shah.
And you are CEO of Kanga.
That's right.
Okay. I'm looking forward to hearing all about that. But we're going to start with Dick. And Dick, my very first question for you is, how many times do you go to the dentist?
Twice a year.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering, since you sold dental insurance.
Yes.
You know.
We recommend everybody go at least twice a year.
Okay. And then I have another question, and then I'll get serious. Is it true that dentists have the highest rate of suicide?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right. Well, tell us about why dental insurance is so hard to get.
Well, we don't think it's hard to get, but maybe we need to educate people on how easy it is to get dental insurance.
And why it should be a priority.
And why it should be a priority, absolutely.
Well, tell us why.
Well, we just mentioned the early prevention, why you should go to the dentist twice a year. And basically that is because of early detection. It's no different than a medical plan where you have it for insurance, but what you want to do is avoid catastrophic issues. Meaning if you don't get your two cleanings a year, you don't get minor preventive diagnostic procedures, then it could lead to more serious issues like root canals, God forbid, extractions, and those types of things. So we'll explain how easy it is to get during the show. That's why we're here, one of the reasons we're here. But early detection prevention is why people should have dental insurance.
Okay, and is dental insurance something that an individual can buy if they want to?
Yes. We're known as a very large dental company that does a lot of large employers in Fulton County. You'll probably recognize some groups when I say it. The Coca-Colas of the world, the state of Georgia, Board of Regents, Fulton County School Board. You see us every day. You just don't realize you see us at CVS pharmacies, Walgreens, Walmart. Those are all Delta Dental clients. The good news is it's available to small groups as well as individuals, and we want to get that word out that the same kind of dental insurance that these major corporations have are available to small groups and individuals.
And is this a new thing, being able to buy dental insurance as an individual?
No. Just probably haven't promoted it as much, and it's what we're trying to get the word out to let people know that the same dental insurance at large companies, we get those questions every day that, how do large companies like that get the dental insurance? Why can't we get that? You absolutely can get that same type of dental insurance.
Well, why is it hard when you're with a company? Why is it hard to get good dental insurance?
When you're with a company, yeah. Why is it hard to get good dental insurance?
Or when you're with a company, like some don't even offer a dental plan.
Yeah.
They just offer health insurance. And then if they do offer a dental plan, it's probably not a very great one.
Well, no, it's just the opposite. One of the things that if you're in the Southeast, our parent company is California. There's a lot of most dental insurance is employer paid. When you're in the Southeast, most dental insurance is employee paid. So some of the large companies I just mentioned, like the state of Georgia, that's an employee paid benefit. So we still offer large group benefits to individuals again, to the largest, same benefits the largest corporations in the country get. So that's probably what some people think, but 95% of all the employers, large or small, certainly the large ones, offer dental insurance, whether it's an employer-paid benefit or an employee-paid benefit.
And why is good oral health so important? And I know that good oral health is also linked to your overall health.
Yes, absolutely. That's the whole thing. That's why I said connecting it to the medical. There's medical conditions. You can find out so many issues by looking in someone's mouth. And I can't stress, it's no different, again, than medical. I want to reemphasize that. It's early detection, prevention. Got to go get your cleanings and x-rays and see if there's any issues and treat them before you have major issues. For somebody, a baby boomer who's had root canals, I can attest to that. There's things now that you should be doing to avoid that.
Okay, and if we had someone listening that may be employed but doesn't have dental insurance, what plan could you offer them?
We can offer them two types of plans, an individual indemnity plan, and meaning an indemnity plan is where you can go to any dentist you want to go to. It's like a PPO plan, if you will. So there's preferred providers, but you can go to any dentist of your choice. And what people should look at when they select a dental plan is, what's the deductible? There's always a deductible. What's the premium? Obviously, they're going to look at that. What does it offer? Preventive and diagnostic. Does it offer major benefits if you need a crown or root canal? What you don't want to do is go just have prevention and no major dental procedures. And there's a dental HMO, which is a more restrictive network, but very comprehensive. So a lot of people on an individual basis take that plan because it has adult and child ortho. The premium is competitive. It's a smaller network, but you have no yearly maximums, no lifetime maximums, no deductibles. So it's a very, very good plan for individuals. So we sell a lot of dental HMO in addition to. So those people who want really take an indemnity plan want to go to a specific dentist. And if you see your dentist on the dental HMO list and you can get all these benefits, I highly recommend that kind of plan. But we have choices for anybody, for either freedom of choice or more comprehensive benefits, and sometimes both.
And how much would that cost for an individual?
It can vary. It's probably $9 to $10 on an individual plan on an HMO, probably $10 to $15 for an individual a month on a PPO.
And we're speaking with Dick Arasich. He's with Delta Dental Insurance Company. You can go to their website at deltadentalins.com. Connect with them there. Learn more about the organization. And also check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/deltadentalins. I have to ask you, Dick, you know, as Delta Dental covers the entire country and you're here in the South, how are we doing here in Atlanta as far as getting the word out?
Leading the country.
Oh, so we're doing very good.
Leading the country in sales, the Delta system.
Yeah.
So we're proud of that. But what we've done, we found out many years ago that the Southeast is an area where it's more employee paid benefit. Mm-hmm. Like the employers will, to our earlier discussion, offer the benefit, but you do it on an employee paid basis. We've got this down to science. So we cover as a system right now as a Delta system. Our organization alone covers 30 million people.
Is that right?
As a system.
30 million. How many teeth total is that? I mean, give me a break.
I didn't add that up yet.
Yeah, well, we have to figure that one out.
I didn't do well in math.
Hundreds of millions, maybe. That's great.
Yes, and as a system, we cover 60 million people. So,
wow.
Yeah, one out of three people have dental insurance, have Delta Dental.
Well, it sounds like you got everything covered. Where do you see it growing from here? What else can you do? How else can you help Delta Dental grow?
Every group that we go after, whether it's, I won't mention any names, but all the Fortune companies, but also the huge market for us is the individual and small group. We think that's an untapped market for Delta Dental. Again, we're getting market demand that can we get these same benefits? Yes, absolutely. So we're on a mission, if you will. We do a lot of community involvement. I wanted to mention, just throw this out to you, that under our mission statement is we're run by Delta California, which is a not-for-profit organization. So we're really driven by a not-for-profit organization, even though we're the largest in the industry.
I didn't know that. Not for your parent company is not for profit.
Yeah. So that's the point, Ryan, is that so asking about the potential is we're already starting with Fulton County schools and giving employees and teachers, we think, the best dental benefits that's going. We're biased on that a little bit.
Of course.
So, but we believe that. So to answer your question, The NTAP market is the small individuals, and that's a huge market for us, the retail space.
And I fall into that camp. I'm an individual, does not have corporate dental insurance. I certainly need coverage ever since I separated from the military in 2010.
You will when we're
done. All right. Sounds good to me. All right. Back to you, Alex.
Yeah, I have a question. When I worked in South Carolina, I had a state job and I was on state health insurance, which included dental and of course health. But I found that like when I had to go to the dentist, if something major happened, I didn't have really good coverage. So would it have benefited me to have additional dental insurance? And if so, do you offer any kind of plan like that with someone that already has like a state dental plan? Do you offer, you know, extra insurance?
Well, what we do is you would look at your maximum. So what you have major dental procedures, depending on where you have them, if you're in a state, maybe like Georgia or Florida, a crown can be $900 or so. There's your total maximum. So a company that offers an additional maximum. There's another thing that we do to enhance the benefit. We have a program called a DNP maximum waiver, which we stress emphasis on getting preventive services done. So what that benefit does is for a little bit more money, which I would recommend people do it, your preventive and diagnostic does not count towards your maximum. So whenever you get your due cleanings, you still have your 1,000 or 1,500 or maybe 2,000 maximum that you have left that you didn't use it up with your preventive diagnostic. So it does two things. Stresses wellness, keeps you healthy, but extends your benefit. So what I would recommend is looking at either a dental a PPO plan that has a higher maximum or the dental HMO, which has no maximum. So you could get unlimited dental procedures and you're not capped to a maximum.
Okay. And as the parent of two 15-year-olds that just got their braces off, do you sell plans that cover orthodontist visits?
Yes. Most every plan we cover covers orthodontia. And I mentioned on the dental HMO, just as a standard benefit, it offers adult and child ortho. One of the biggest benefits for Disney, who's been a 25, 30-year client, is the dental HMO orthodontic benefit, because if you have multiple children, two or more or six, having orthodontic benefits is important.
Yeah, it was pricey.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention before I forget this, the community involvement. I started to mention that we cover about, I think, just in my region alone, it was like $500,000 that we reach out to underserved clinics. But as a company, we do $4 million, I believe, and on this total spend, $7 million. So we really give back to the community and reach out to underserved populations. And so we're in the trenches with the dentists. Dentists are our partners, by the way. So
that's
we
good.
Work closely with them to make sure that everybody wins on this. And Delta has an excellent reputation in the industry.
Conscious capitalism, Alex.
Capitalism.
We hear that all the time here. And it sounds like Delta Dental is certainly practicing that.
Yeah. And I do want to let our audience know, because I'm sure they're wondering this, Dick does have really nice teeth.
Well, great teeth.
Good. He's been in the industry for more than 30 years,
yeah,
right?
Really
he knows
do.
The best of the best out there.
Okay. How can our audience get in touch with you?
With me personally?
Yes. Well, or
Delta Dental or Insurance.
You're just, yeah.
Well, the website
is the
website is deltadentalins.com. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to get a hold of us. If you want me personally ask questions, I'll do that for the next 30 days.
Okay.
Okay.
It's 770-641-5123. I do like to talk to people and let them know what's available.
Good. Good. And we'll have your links posted up later on atlantabusinessradio.com so folks can connect with you there either professionally or personally as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll come back to you, Dick, but I want to move on to, I'm going to say it wrong.
No worries. Manish Shah.
Yeah.
Manish Shah is the CEO of Kanga. Kanga, I love that name. We'll tell our audience what, where, why of Kanga.
Sure, absolutely. So first of all, Kanga is really short for the animal kangaroo.
Yes.
So it's easy. People say Kunga. It's Kanga, kangaroo. And what the animal kangaroo represents is a animal that hops, and it also has a pouch. And so we are in the business of basically helping people get their items from one place to another in short hops, basically local delivery. And we supply software that allows corporations, companies, and anybody who wants to get things delivered locally from one place to the other using software to do that.
So give us an example. You said items move from one place to another. Give us
sure.
an example.
So we have a couple of implementations of the software itself. One is within Atlanta itself, where we are underneath the umbrella of getkanga.com. And for that, that's basically a consumer-facing Uber for delivery type platform. So if you go to a IKEA and you purchased a mattress that you thought would fit in your minivan, but it doesn't, before you had Kanga, you would actually have two choices. You'd have to return it and come back to the store with a friend's pickup truck, or you would actually wait there and have some friend come pick it up with you. Now with the Kanga option, you can download the Kanga app, and a crowdsourced driver within our fleet of drivers would come to the IKEA store, pick up the mattress, and take it to wherever you want to go for a little bit cheaper than it would cost you to take an Uber ride yourself.
And now, is this just merchandise, or would you actually take a person from one point?
So we do everything but live things, including live people.
You don't do animals.
So we don't do animals, no pets.
Can you take my pet to the vet?
No, unfortunately not. Okay. But you know, the gamut runs wild, right? So obviously, furniture, flowers, bouquets, flowers, catering.
Yeah.
We do a lot of paperwork for law firms and live checks. And the funny thing is, we actually do a lot of car keys. Because people often leave their car keys with their spouse in their pockets, and they're sitting in a meeting and the spouse calls them, so I need to get my marked car keys right now. Oh, by the way, I think we can use Kanga
really cool.
to do that. So we run the gamut. We do a lot of parcels, big boxes, corporate pallets, all kinds of stuff.
And so you obviously have workers all over the place, because if someone called and someone in Alpharetta needs something, you're going to have someone in that area, correct?
Absolutely.
So how many employees do you have?
So in terms of the headquarters itself, we're a very slim team. We're around 12 people, which is two of us full-time, myself and my COO, Alex Rodin. And then we have three contractors that are in marketing and sales positions, and then a technology team of around 9. And then outside of that, we have about 300 certified drivers in the Atlanta area right now. And a lot of them actually work for other companies as well. They may have their own businesses, but they happen to have trucks or vehicles themselves that they don't mind lending some portion of their time to be available for crowdsourced deliveries.
And go over some of the cost.
Yeah.
For having things delivered. I mean, I'm sure it's different if you're having a sofa delivered than
keys.
Keys.
Exactly. The cost model is actually very simple. It's based on the distance of the pickup and the drop off, just like a regular taxi, plus the vehicle size that you're going to need. So a good portion of our deliveries actually fit in a sedan, and that's going to be your cheapest option. So to go for a 5 to 10 mile radius, you're looking at $8 to $10 to get something delivered immediately. Right, so you can get it
only
picked up.
8 to 10.
Yeah,
you would think it would be more than that.
Yeah, we're quite inverse from a regular courier company, in that you know these drivers are already available. They're on the road, and if they're not picking up us, they potentially are going to be picking up another passenger, or whatever have you. They roughly want to make around $15 an hour, and so you know a 20-minute trip, and they do three of those, they're already making you know $30 or so. In terms of top line revenues for us. So that's kind of the low end is 8 to 10. And then if you were to go, say, from the airport up to Alpharetta with a mishandled bag or a piece of lost and found, that go up to maybe $25, $30, again, in a sedan. And you add another $10 or so if you wanted to actually get a box truck. If you want to get a shipment of bricks picked up from one place to another. you add another $5
and
or
that's,
so.
And that's way cheaper than, like, if you locked yourself out of your house than calling a locksmith. That's way better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I like the sound of that. We're talking with Manish Shah. He's with Kanga, CEO over there. Been in that role just about 5 months now.
Yeah, that's correct.
Via Canada. So
that's
you came to us from Canada.
That's
how long
right.
you been in Atlanta?
So I came here just before the Olympics.
Okay.
And,
so you've been here since then. Yeah,
I've been here for a while. Okay. I did a couple of years of grad school in Chapel Hill, worked for the Mouse in Disney. And then came back to Atlanta.
Very good. And you can get in touch with them at getkanga.com and also kangatechnology.com. So they have
That's
two
right.
websites.
That's correct. So the second website is really related to the software. So what I had explained to you so far is related to our internal implementation to help people get their own personal items from one place to the other. But the magic of what we have created is the ability for a corporation or company to implement this software for themselves and white label it. So let's say Radio X needed to get a number of pieces of merchandise from this office to all across the city. Mm-hmm. And you already have a working app where you can download podcasts, you can listen to the radio live, but they also want to get transcripts sent. They can go to this app and it'd be powered by us. Mm-hmm. And you can actually have your items picked up from this office and taken wherever else in the city.
So there's a B2C play and a B2B play here.
You got it right.
How are you getting the word out about the businesses can implement this technology?
Exactly. You know, the traditional social media type channels, we do have a mini sales force, as I mentioned, and a lot of it is through LinkedIn and through B2B contacts.
Are you only servicing here in Atlanta or are you guys across the country?
So we're global from the B2B side. So we have an implementation in the Philippines. We have one going live in South Africa right now.
Nice.
And then, we're across the United States in a couple of different implementations. But the actual retail side of it is live only in Atlanta.
Okay. And then technology is the kind of secret behind all of this. You must have a really good team of people over there staying up to date and ahead of the cutting edge on the newest and latest, greatest technologies.
Absolutely right. Right. So the magic or the kind of
the
secret sauce, exactly. The secret sauce of what we've built is really related to the driver app, right?
Okay.
So if you think about a regular delivery, let's say Best Buy or Walmart gives you a delivery, you're going to have only one or two particular slots. Do you want the 9 to 12 or mm-hmm. the 12 to 4, right? And that's mm-hmm. basically it. And if you pick one of those two slots, you're going to be kept captive waiting for that delivery. So
right.
The beauty of our app is related to the driver app, similar to Uber,
yes.
where now I can actually track the driver while they're on
in route. Real time.
So I don't need to actually be captive at my residence or my place of business. And I can follow the driver. I know exactly where they are. If they're getting lost, I can message or text the driver. And if the driver actually is stuck in traffic for any particular reason, they can message the customer as well. So that's really the secret sauce there. And that's where the technology team has built up that piece of it, plus a really great roadmap, including driver safety type metrics and measures and those type of things, and integration within the car dashboard.
Mm-hmm. So as Kanga is growing as a business, what are some pain points that you're trying to work out?
Yeah, so there's two or three different types of pain points. So the predominant ones are really customer or business facing ones, the ones that our businesses and our companies and individuals face. So we already talked about the first one, which is the waiting game. Why am I having to kept myself captive while I can get a Uber on demand and I can get Amazon Prime and get some items actually delivered same day. Mm. And a lot of it is going to be next day as well. In addition to that, there's a number of other pain points that are in the space. One is utilization of vehicles and fleet. So you may have a company that has, 8 or 10 deliveries in a particular day. And once they're done at 3 o'clock, that driver is still on company time, but they're sitting there available. What our software does is it knows that the driver is available somewhere, and we know we have additional needs coming in. So we actually can then go back and actually utilize underutilized resources, whether they're in a corporation or whether they're crowdsourced. So that's another pain point that we solve as well. Going back to your initial thought related to our pain points, probably it's really just the roadmap. So we know that driverless cars are going to be coming up pretty soon. We know drones are already here, and making sure that our technology is robust enough and open so we can actually plug into all these other vehicles that exist. So everything from people who in particular countries that may not have a vehicle and they walk to do deliveries or they use a bicycle to robots and drones. Is
right.
everything we need to think about.
Yeah. Now, do your drivers, do they usually take tips? Like when someone delivers something, is that part of, I know you don't ask for it, but
correct.
I'm just curious if people do tip
sure.
the Kanga drivers.
Yeah, so absolutely. So from a policy standpoint, it's a completely cashless environment and cashless transaction. So if you go to our website or you implement us, everything is very clearly written that it's just like an Uber, where you put your credit card down once in your profile, and every time you use us, you're going to get charged the actual delivery charge, right? And
so you don't have to worry about your card having it with you if you're locked out of your house.
Exactly right. I mean, that's going to happen, right? We do
right.
a lot of deliveries of wallets and credit cards that are left at bars actually with open
wow.
tabs. We actually retrieve those back, and as long as it's on file at some point in time and it's still valid, then we will do that delivery for you. Absolutely.
So Kanga's like a little mini assistant.
Yeah, exactly
yeah.
right.
And I love audience can't see this, but he has a little badge with
that's
a kangaroo
right.
on it. Really cute. How did you come up with the name Kanga?
Yeah, so basically we work with a marketing agency that helped us brainstorm a couple of different ideas. We absolutely love the idea of Kanga, again, representing the animal that hops. And then the actual mascot that you see on my pin here, he's actually been named. His name is Hank.
Hank.
Hank the kangaroo.
How did we come up with Hank?
Yeah, exactly. Hankaroo.
Hankaroo.
And we actually have, there's a live version of a baby kangaroo that is, I wouldn't say fully adopted by us, but whenever we do have events, we bring him out and he gets to actually entertain and be with our wonderful customers and their families.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. So how can our audience get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. Basically, as we already heard, from Ryan, we have a couple websites. So one is kangatechnology.com, and that's where you get information about our white label product. That's where you can implement us within your own corporation, and you can use your own drivers and your own fleet, and you're just giving that magical experience to your customers so they can actually geo-track when they're getting their items. And you can also use the same implementation to plug into our crowdsource drivers. So if you have a small fleet, but you just don't want to have the headache of owning your own trucks and vehicles and personnel, you can plug into our environment. And then if you want to use us locally in Atlanta, it's getkanga.com.
Excellent. And, the word really needs to get out about Kanga, because I'm serious. As someone who has locked themselves out of their house, a locksmith, it's very expensive. Or if you lock yourself out of your car.
Absolutely.
So
I keep one of those keys in a fake rock outside the back of the house. So if I do lock myself out, I don't have to call anyone.
Well, see, now, Ryan, everybody knows where you
But you got to find that fake rock. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right. And I was thinking about this the other day. When I leave the house, I always say to myself, phone, wallet, keys. I will go back for my phone, but I will not go back for my wallet the keys either. So that's the only thing I'll go back for.
Yeah, so this is kind of different altogether from Kanga, but actually what I have purchased is something called the Nut.
Okay.
And these are mini little trackers that I put on. This is a Bluetooth water bottle. I have one in my wallet.
So you don't lose your water bottle?
Yeah, so I don't lose my water bottle or my car keys. Whenever it separates from me, my phone rings and this thing actually goes off beeping.
That's an important water bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
So it's good to, from a technology standpoint, it's just good to be plugged into all the Internet of Things, because these are all items that can plug into the Kanga infrastructure.
Yeah.
Because eventually what you want to do is you want to be able to know where your possessions are at any point in time. And if they're away from you, either on purpose or by mistake, then use particular technologies to track that and bring them back to you.
That would be great for some of these kids that I know out there running away from their parents. Exactly. Put that on them.
Put that in your kid's backpack.
Yeah, when they're out at the ballpark or something, for sure. So
Internet of Things is here.
It is. And I just read an article recently that by the end of this year, the refrigerators, the IoT refrigerators, will be on the market for you to buy, and smart technology will be in our homes later this year.
And think about the magic there. If you were to actually integrate a Kanga app within that smart refrigerator, so the refrigerator would know that now we're down with the 2 gallons of milk that we need, eggs are down, vegetables are down. It automatically senses that, sends a message to the Kanga server. The Kanga server then integates with Kroger. The shopping's already done. It's ready for store pickup. The Kanga driver picks it up, brings it to your house. All you need to do is track the driver, make sure you're there, open up the door, and now your refrigerator stopped.
It sounds so easy, and technology can make it as such. And certainly, we want to implement that, but I think this is going to be a slow progression.
Absolutely.
Refrigerators first, coffee makers, little things like that, and then perhaps the whole house being wired that way, and ordering a new roof when you need a new roof for you. Right.
Incredible. Okay, well, guys, I'm going to open up for open conversation, crosstalk. So if you guys have a question for each other, feel free.
Yeah, I'll share a comment. It's actually interesting. I got to meet Dick a little bit before the show started, and found out that he was with Delta Dental. And I told him that I've been a Delta Dental customer for a couple of years now. And it's very unique how I got involved with them is because I've been part of the startup world, right? So as you probably saw a little bit within my bio that I really come from a consulting background, corporate background with Delta and IHG.
Delta Airlines.
And, we have very big plans with, either Cigna, Aetna's type thing that take over the company. But once I joined the startup world, you're part of an organization known as, what is the acronym you shared with me?
PEO.
PEO. And I'll let Dick just explain what a PEO is for a second, and then I'll come back, explain how I got involved.
Well, it's what was previously referred to as an employee leasing company, if you will. So our effort to go after a lot of small groups as opposed to the big jumbo groups we're typically known for. You go through an organization that are called PEOs, employee leasing companies, that we sell hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of small groups via one PEO. So it's like a large group that has a lot of small groups, and they do the administration for them, the billing, all the administration. So we're able to penetrate and get small groups like machines. I was going to ask you what you had for your dental insurance. Yeah. I was going to set you up. So thanks for that.
That's great. So, basically we're using one of these PEOs called TriNet. And what we're able to do is, my employer at IHU is maybe 5,000-10,000 employees here in Atlanta. So with a 10,000 employee plan, you're able to get a significant discount off of your per employee insurance rate. Mm-hmm. Now for me, where I have basically just two full-time employees using TriNet, if I wanted to go separate in my own plan, it'd be very, very pricey. But because I'm able to plug in with TriNet and TriNet into Delta Dental, I'm able to get almost the same rates I was paying at a big corporation, but being able to be a startup, small entrepreneurship corporation. So it's very, very neat. And that's how I got introduced to Delta Dental. And I've been in
Do you partner with other organizations like TriNet, other PEOs around the country who are able to help bring larger audience to an awareness?
Those are target groups for us that we go after them, and we do a couple in Florida. We're looking at, we have access to, there's about 46 PEOs that's managed out of Florida. For some reason, most of them started out in Florida, which Florida is handled in Miami for TriNet in California and Florida. So yes, that's a target market of ours. And I was interested in all the technology. You don't have to worry about somebody losing the refrigerator, right?
No, you don't put the Bluetooth on your refrigerator.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So,
but I was going to mention that the technology has made its way to Delta Dental, obviously, of course, with the mobile apps and all the things we do online, technology with electronic claims and mobile apps is prevalent in Delta Dental. So, but I was interested in what Mashish was saying and how, so I'm already thinking about possibilities and how we could use his services.
Oh, great.
And you also have beautiful teeth.
Oh, thank you. By the way,
he's from Canada.
I do follow Dick's advice and do my two times a year clean.
Yeah,
and have also one kid in ortho so far, and the other one's 10 years old, and probably already know we have crowding going on.
Oh no.
Yes, so that's good. And so technology certainly is interweaving itself into both of your companies, and make sure that you stay evolving and ahead of the technology, because today's technology will next year be different and so on and so forth. And so I'd like to ask both of you about Atlanta. How are we doing at helping businesses grow? And from the technology side, are there some outlets for you to go find the answers you need here in Atlanta? Dick first.
Well, I said we're doing very well in Atlanta. I moved up from Florida. I've spent 26 years in Florida. And I came up here 8 years ago to get Delta more prevalent in the marketplace. So even though we were big nationally, not so much in Atlanta, but since, I don't think it's just because I came up, but the some jumbo groups, I mentioned the Coca-Colas and State of Georgia, Fulton County Schools, Board of Regents, those are all new group. MARTA are groups that we've penetrated. So we're doing really good in Atlanta. My major emphasis right now is not only going after the ones we don't have on the big groups, but reach out to organizations through PEOs to help people like Mashish. And also, as I mentioned, small and mid-sized groups who need the same benefits, want the same benefits, need the same orthodontic care for their kids. And we take that very seriously. Like, this is important to us. This is our mission. This is what we do for a living. We're passionate about it. But we want to make sure kids have orthodontia, make sure kids have sealants. So we had, there's groups that we take over sometimes. We said, you don't have sealants for kids? Are you kidding me? Because that solves a lot of issues for kids who may never go through their whole life without a cavity. Your baby boomer probably can't say that.
No.
So there's all these kinds of things. But Delta's mission statement is making sure we serve more and more people. And I think it's like 93% of the dollar goes toward of every dollar that we get goes toward providing dental benefits.
And you mentioned baby boomers. That's a growing population and need more and more health care as the seniors age. What is Delta doing to serve that community?
Well, a lot. There's, in terms of baby boomers, I think that's the huge market. I'm in that.
Yes.
As you know.
So you resonate with that.
Well, I was going to say I resonate in CrossFit. I'm going to tell Dave Castro to do 65 and over.
Yes, he should. Why not? There's people out there like yourself hitting it every day.
Well, and I think so. We don't individuals, we don't limit it to individuals under the Medicare age. So you can get these same kind of programs, and we offer a lot of Medicare Advantage programs. So we work with organizations to offer the Delta kind of benefits to Medicare Advantage folks, Medicare eligible folks. So there might be a tweak in the benefits, like dentures, obviously, mm-hmm. that's a high priority for that market population. So we run the gamut. We're not limiting this to younger people, all age divisions that we have a program for.
Anybody with teeth, they can help you.
Yeah.
Or without teeth.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can really help them.
So that's good. Yes.
From my perspective, you know, Atlanta's been great. I would go far as to say, you know, it's almost like the Silicon Valley of the East Coast, right? Mm-hmm. We have many other cities such as Charlotte, Nashville, Orlando, Miami, trying to get incubator hubs and get the infrastructure going to really help support startups. However, Atlanta definitely is in the lead. It's got a great heritage and history of some wonderful fintech companies in the 80s and 90s that had some exits here. A lot of that money stayed behind in Atlanta as well and are getting pumped back now into infrastructure as well as, when I say that, I mean buildings, mm-hmm. as well as VC companies. And there's a lot of loyalty that, you know, let's try and keep our money within Atlanta and support the Atlanta community versus sending it always down to the West Coast.
Yes.
You know, we are part of Georgia Tech's incubator. It's called ATDC, mm-hmm. Advanced Technology Development Center.
Were you at the conference?
I was
there too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I got introduced to you guys, actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have this startup showcase conference every year, once a year. This year was a couple of weeks ago, and it was a great experience. You know, the startup play is excellent. Companies like the organizations such as ATDC, we have another one in Atlanta called ATV, Atlanta Tech Village, and there's quite a few more that are growing and opening up every day. And it just allows the ability for young entrepreneurs with great ideas to incubate themselves, have training and mentorship to be able to take an idea and flourish it.
I think mentorship is a huge part of that equation there. And here in Atlanta is full of people to lean on and glean some experience and knowledge from them. And we hear it all the time here in Atlanta. We are prime position to take this city into the next millennium with all of our great young talent and corporations, but people doing good and wanting to help each other. And that's what we're here to do at Atlanta Business Radio, is help get the word out about the good folks doing good work in their business, which is often not highlighted in traditional media. So we're happy to do that for sure.
Any other comments or questions for each other?
Sure. You know, I'll just share one quick idea, which is, not an idea, but a point related to, you know, startups and the funding, right? So they, you know, Kanga's had some interesting experiences so far. And where we are set up right now is a company that's built out our technology and our fund and our infrastructure ready to go. And we just don't have the right investment kind of our architecture that's built in right now to stay and focus on these large sales cycles to implement our white label. So what we are looking for now is basically a strategic partner or strategic investment. So from a corporation or a company that has some idea of where this could fit in and get some value from, you know, same day delivery using an app and giving your customers this ability to not have the waiting game. Looking for companies to basically entertain and contact me you know, be interested in making a strategic investment with us.
No, and you should certainly find that here in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
With the number of businesses and people wanting to do good work here. So let me ask you, what do you like to do in your off time in Atlanta? Where can people find you out and about?
Sure, absolutely. So as I mentioned, you got two boys. So on the weekends, we do a lot of recreational type stuff, very outdoor orientations. So a lot of bicycling and running, some cardio type things. My younger son is huge into soccer, so I'm the soccer dad as well.
All right. Mom,
my wife, and so we do support them with a lot of different sports activities and that type of thing. And then we also have a temple. We're part of a religion called Jainism, so we have a temple here in Norcross.
In Norcross,
we put them in the school there as well, and visit that whenever we have big ceremonies.
Fantastic! So lots to offer, not only professionally but personally here in and around Atlanta. And for Dick, what do you like to do in your off time when you're not changing the world of teeth?
Well, I was going to say I'm going to continue changing the world of teeth, and we want to get the word out, Ryan, to let people know that not only do we reach out to underserved clinics, that if somebody's listening to this and has a need for that, let us know, and we'll hook them up with the right people at Delta Dental, and know that there's a value with Delta Dental. All dental plans aren't the same. They might look the same, and it's all anything's not the same. So what I do is CrossFit, as you know.
Yes.
And I've been going about a year and a half. I love it. So I actually looked into CrossFit to see who covers their dental insurance. So so it's interesting to note that we cover the dental insurance for the corporate offices in California for CrossFit. Mm-hmm. So I'm working right now to expand this to outside of California to make sure these athletes who work every day to get strong and healthy have strong and healthy teeth, and then we can be part of that to help them get good quality dental insurance. So little things like that, we're reaching out to the community. And so I coach my two grandsons in basketball.
Nice.
I've coached for years in girls and boys basketball. I love that. It's my passion. And so I got into CrossFit. And as you know, once you're in that, you don't talk about much else.
Yeah, it's all you do. But yeah, I think that's fantastic. And certainly, you know, Dick, you are setting an example for a lot of people out there, both professionally and personally, doing good work for Delta Dental, but also there in the gym in your off time. People see you working hard. And believe it or not, people are motivated and inspired by the good work that you're doing out there, me being included. So
well,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you both for being a guest here today.
Dick and Manish, thank you so much for being on the show today. And if your business is doing something exciting and you would like to be featured on Business Radio X, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com. Special thanks to our producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett, your hostess with the mostest. And as always, I'm wondering who will be my next guest on Business Radio X.